Hello, and thank you for joining me for another edition of my cybersecurity journey. I'd like to thank you all for bearing with me, and just would like to speak on what I have been doing in an effort to realize my cybersecurity goals. The first thing I did was I got organized. Organization is key, because I had files, notes, links everywhere. It took a bit of time, but once I was able to place everything in a central location, I went through my computer history, my browser history. I put all of the pertinent bookmarks in one location, readily available to me. And then I took all my notes, interesting tidbits, articles that I found informational, informative. I placed them all in one file on my computer. Why? Because I don't know about you guys, but one thing that I know for myself is I can be looking into something, say how to fillet a fish, right? And I'll start doing research on that, right? I'll type it into Google or whatever search engine that you use. I'll type it in and it'll give me X amount of results, and maybe it redirects me to YouTube and I watch the video. Well, maybe after that video, another video comes on and I'm watching that, and it's closely related to skinning fish. Maybe another individual's take on it or something along those lines. And then the next thing I know, hours have passed by and now I'm watching something on skinning cats, right? You go down that rabbit hole of readily available information and find yourself bombarded with a multitude of things, and then you're off track. Then what you started out doing hasn't been done, and that time's been wasted. Maybe it's not completely wasted, as you may have learned something along the line. But for me, I get sidetracked, and then it's over. Another thing that I did was I got a mentor, and I believe that was one of the best decisions that I could have made. And the reason for that is quite simple. It allows me to speak with someone who understands intuitively what it is that I am trying to accomplish. You're in the field that I'm trying to gain entrance into. So that wealth of experience is priceless. One of the things that my mentor suggested and I followed was time boxing. So what is time boxing? What does that look like? Let's say you have a goal, right? A good friend of mine recently told me that his goal was to get A+ certified. I said, okay, that's great. So how are you making that happen? He said, well, you know, I'm looking at stuff online. A+. I said, okay, so have you signed up for a test yet? No, I haven't signed up for a test. Why not? Because I'm not ready. Okay, completely understandable. If you have no background in IT, no background in networking, then it's safe assumption that you're not going to just sign up for a test and pass. Maybe you have the background, so the exam objectives may not appear difficult or challenging for you.
but he has no background. Okay. So I said, okay, cool. We'll have you time box it. I said, what do you mean? So your goal is to get your A-plus certification, correct? Yes, that's what I want. Okay, cool. So when are you going to get that A-plus? I don't know, when I'm ready. Okay, cool. How do you know you're ready? Well, when I know this stuff. Okay, cool. Time boxing. It requires you to set a goal. And secondly, after setting a goal, give a deadline. So, September 2020. Let's say 90 days from today. Okay? So, let's say December the 5th. You want to have that test taken? So what do? Okay. You begin your journey now. You've got the relevant course material and access to the labs and things of that nature. Cool. Go ahead and sign up for that test. Set it for December 5th. Now you have a time box. Why? Because you know on December 5th, you're taking that test. So now, everything you do is in that light. It's not like immense pressure. Not when we had exams that we had to study for in college and we waited for the night before and drink Red Bull energy drinks and cram. No, this isn't something that you cram for, no. You give yourself 90 days because then you can take and break down the various objectives and give yourself time to begin familiarizing yourself with them. And by doing that, you'll find that as the date draws closer, you have now familiarized yourself. And not only that, now you're able to articulate the things that you've learned to other individuals. Because someone said it, I'm not sure who, but the best way to learn something is by teaching. So, tweet about it, write about it, blog about it, give back, take notes. If you're a person that learns by writing, write your notes. Then rewrite them. Why? Because that way you'll have been exposed to this information a minimum of 3 times. Minimum of 3 times. One of my goals is to study 4 hours a day, Monday through Friday. Why? Because I have a life. And there's other things that I have to do throughout that day. But in some way, shape, or fashion, Monday through Friday, I've got 4 hours of studying in. Because I have a goal as well. My goal is to attain my Security Plus certification. It's got to be time boxed. And I got a time box on it. Right? Pretty soon I'll be taking this test. I got the pertinent study material. As I said, I put everything together so it's readily accessible. Right? I cleared out the various clutter and distractions off of my desk. Because I get easily sidetracked. Ooh, squirrel. Now I'm talking about something else or thinking about something else. And not doing what I need to be, which is study. So maybe that's what you guys should check out. Right? Think about, what is it that I want to do? Okay, I know what it is I want to do. What steps are required for me to get there? Okay, you identify certification or course that you need to take to help you along that path, right? You set up, I've got a whiteboard, I'm looking at it right now. And I wrote the pertinent steps for me. The steps for me might be different than that of you or so, but it's a start. Speak on it. publicly affirm this, because when we tell other individuals, hey, this is what I'm doing, right? You'll have people like, hey, so how's your progress? Maybe you started slacking. Maybe life got in the way. But if you want it, you'll get it. You'll achieve your goal. That's all there is for today. And I thank you guys for listening. And hope that you can tune in for another edition of Rico's Cybersecurity Journey.